To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 2nd of September, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, something we actually forgot to include in yesterday's show, but we'll throw it in today. Looks like things are not really snappy at Snap. That's because over there at Snap Incorporated, they're planning to lay off approximately 20% of its workforce, or about 6,400 employees. Now, we have been hearing for several weeks now, Snap has been planning to do this, but apparently they've been trying to see which department do they cut the most in and which ones they don't. And unfortunately, by all accounts, the team working on ways for developers to build mini apps and games, they seem to be the most impacted. There'll also be layoffs in Snap's hardware division, which you might remember is responsible for the AR spectacle glasses. Plus that Pixie camera drone, which we all know was recently canceled. It also comes on the heels of Snap's stock price, which has lost nearly 80% of its value since the beginning of this year. Well, Android users out there, do you love those VPN apps? Especially when they get rid of those annoying ads? Well, that may be coming to a halt. Seems starting in November, Google will prohibit Android VPN apps from actually interfering or blocking advertising. Now, all of this will take effect beginning November 1st and only applies to apps using Android's VPN service-based class. Now, obviously, these rules appear to be there primarily because Google, they rely a lot on ads. But they also seem to be there to deter data-grabbing VPN services. So it kind of works both ways. However, though, with these policy changes, it will also apply to apps that use the service to filter traffic locally on a device. Finally, how would you like to know you were getting a refund? Pretty good, huh? Say your refund was supposed to be about $68. Eh, not bad. How would you feel when your refund came through and it was $7.2 million? Wow! Well, that's just what happened to a user using crypto.com. According to the Australian news outlet 7 News, this indeed did happen to an Australian customer. And instead of issuing the standard $100, Australian dollars that is, which is about $68, $10.5 million or $7.2 million, came on through, and no one noticed this for 7 months. And of course, by that time, a portion of the money, it was already gone. Imagine that. Now, the initial transfer occurred in May of 2021. Apparently, an employee accidentally typed an account number in the payment amount field, and crypto only actually realized the mistake when they actually started doing, an audit. Now, of course, instead of reporting the incorrect refund, the customer just transferred the cash to a joint account and spent $1.3 million Australian dollars of it. Now, the company, they're fighting to get that cash back. And who knows how this is going to play out, especially when the customer in question just bought a 5-bedroom house for almost $1 million. Yeah, I don't think I'd be moving my stuff in there just yet. Got a story no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the podcasts over there, of course, including the news show. Check out the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by the Slack room and join the BTN community today. You can do it right now by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.